Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, u'b'siyato d'shmayim merubah. We're about to begin Parshas Balak, which in Eretz Yisrael will always be laying separately from Parshas Chukas. There is never a reason to connect them. In Chutz La'aretz, usually it will be laying separately, except for if Shavuos falls out on a Friday, in which case the following day, Shabbos Kodesh, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a regular Shabbos, and we're going to lay in Parshas Nosoi. But in Chutz La'aretz, they have the special laying of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goluyos, Aser to Aser from Parshas Re'eh, which makes them fall behind the Parsha. When do they catch up? When in Eretz Yisrael we're going to lay in Parshas Balak, in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to lay in both Chukas and Balak in order to catch up. Parshas Balak can be divided into two topics. Topic number one, the brochos, that Hashem forced Bilam to give Am Yisrael. And if not that Hashem wrote this story in the Torah, we would never have known about it. The whole story takes place behind our backs. And that takes up most of the parsha. Perek Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, and Chof Dalet, all the way to the middle of the Aliyah of Shvi. And the second topic of the parsha, where Bnois Moyov are Machshel Am Yisrael in Znus and in Avodah Zorah of Baal Peor. And as a result, there was a Magefa plague in Am Yisrael. 24,000 people died until Pinchas did what he did, as we'll see, and that stopped the Magefa. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Balak. B'yar Balak ben Zippor, eis kol asher oso Yisrael, lo emeri. And Balak ben Zippor will soon see he was the king of Moab. He saw and he understood the ramifications of what Am Yisrael, what they just did to the Emori. At the end of Parshas Chukas we saw, there was a melchoma, a war, which Am Yisrael wiped out the mighty army of Sichon HaMelech HaEmori and conquered his land. And as a result of this understanding of Balak ben Zippor, Pasuk Gimel, Vayogo Moav mipnei ha'om me'od, ki rav hu vayokot Moav mipnei b'nei Yisrael. And therefore Moav was very scared of Am Yisrael because there were so many of them. So much so that Moav became disgusted in their lives because of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi Vayar Balak ben Zippor eis kol asher oso Yisrael o'emir. Omar, he said to himself, Eilu shnei melochim shoyu betuchim aleihem lo omdu bifneihem. If these two mighty kings, Sichon melech o'emir and Og melech ha'boshon, we relied on them, and they were not able to withstand Am Yisrael. Onu, alachas kama v'kama. Us, we're not as strong as Sichon Melech HaEmori and Og Melech HaBoshon. Surely, we have no chance. Lefichach v'yago Moav. That's what caused Moav to be scared. V'yago loshen Moira, fear, k'moy guru lochem. V'yago kotz Moav, kotzu b'chayeihem. K'moy katzti b'chayei, v'u mikro kotzo. Rashi's pointing out there's a missing word. B'chayeihem. They were disgusted with their lives. Posuk dalet vayomer Moav el ziknei Midyan ato yelachu akol es kol seviv oisenu ki lechoi chashoir eis yerek asode uvalok ben Zippor melech leMoav bo eis hahi. And Moav turns to the elders of Midyan, and they tell them, now what's going to happen is, Yelachachu hakol. The word Yelachachu, I'm not so sure what the precise translation is, but something to the effect of to lick, to consume, to devour, to eat, to destroy, a combination of all those. This nation of Am Yisrael, they're going to destroy everything around us, just like when an ox, it licks, eats, devours, destroys the Yerek HaSodeh, the vegetables of the field. End of what Moav told Ziknei Midyan. Says the Torah, who is this Balak ben Zippor? Says the Torah, Balak ben Zippor melech leMoav bo Yisahi. At that point, Balak ben Zippor was just appointed to be the king of Moav to protect them from the upcoming dangers, what they thought is from Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, El Ziknei Midyan. We know that Moav and Midyan don't get along. Shenemar, a pasuk says at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, Shenemar amakeyes Midyan mishdei Moav. Shebo Midyan al Moav lemelchama. They're at war with each other. So what happens over here? They're joining forces to against Am Yisrael. Elo miroson shel Yisrael osu shalom eneyem, because they feared Am Yisrael, that they both share the same fate. If Am Yisrael is going to conquer Moav, they're going to conquer Midian also, and therefore they made peace among them in order to come up with an eitzah against Am Yisrael. Umaro Moav litoil eitzah mi Midian. And why did Moav take advice specifically from Midian? When they saw that Am Yisrael is winning war after war, not in the normal way, their leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up in Midian. Maybe the Midianim know where what's his power from. And Midian told them, Moshe Rabbeinu's power is with his mouth. We'll contend with that. We also have a person that his power is with his mouth, namely to curse, referring to Bilam HaRosho. Why does it specifically pick with the word an ox licks and eats? It says, whatever an ox touches, licks, and devours, there's no siman bracha, because nothing's going to grow back, and even if it does grow back, there's nothing good's going to come out of it. Bo'is hahi, the pasuk specifies, at that time he was a king. What happened at that time? Lo yahoyo roi lemalchus. Really, he had no shaykhus to being the king of Moav. Umenesiche Midian oyo. He was one of the princes of Midian. So how did he become a king of Moav? And for Rashi, bekevon shemeis Sichoin. Once Sichoin was killed by Am Yisrael, minu aleim letzirch shor. They appointed Bolok ben Tzippor as a king over Moav because he was the best man for the job in order to deal with this problem called Am Yisrael. So they appointed him king, even though he wasn't roy to be a king on Moav. He's a nesiche midyan. Posukei vayishlach malochim el Bil'om ben Be'or besoiro asher alanohor erez b'nei amoy. Nikroi loy lemoir, hine am yotso mimitraim, ki hine chisois ein horetz, hu yoshev mimuli. And Bolok ben Tzippor sends messengers to Bilam ben Beor, to the city of Besoir. That's the Poshup Shat. Rashi will tell us a drosha. And where is the city of Besoir located? It's located Al Hano, next to the river, referring to Nahal Peros. Eretz Bnei Amoy, the Torah tells us that Bolok himself was originally from that city. And Bolok sends messengers to Bilam ben Moy, likroi loy, to call him to come, to curse Am Yisrael, and Bilam will get a lot of money from that. Lemoy, hine am yotzo mitzrayim, there's a nation that left Mitzrayim. Hine chisoy seino oretz. I would have said, the Poshup Shad is, literally, they covered the appearance of the land. There's so many of them, you can't even see the earth. But Rashi tells us no. Rashi tells us, Hinei kisoes ein ha'oretz, they covered the watchmen of the land. In other words, they killed out Sichoin and Oig. Sichoin melech ha'moir, Oig melech ha'boshon, v'hu yoshe mimuli, and they're dwelling right across from me. And that's why I have a problem. Being that they knocked out the watchmen of the land, I'm afraid they're going to knock me out also. And now I'm asking you, Bilam, to come curse this nation because they're too strong for me. And if you curse them, maybe I have a chance of nakeboy, of hitting them, and by therefore throwing them out of the land. Because I know that your blessings work, and your cursings also work. I experienced it firsthand. You were the one that Sichoin hired you to curse Moav, and that's how Sichoin conquered parts of Moav, as we saw in last week's parasha. I know your curses work, and therefore I'm asking you to come. Says Rashi, Posuk, hey, Pesoiro, Rashi starts off with the drosha for some reason. Pesoiro, the word Pesoiro in Lashon Arami means a table. And a money changer is called a shulchani, because a money changer sits with a table in front of him, and people come to switch their monies, their currencies. Kashulchoni azesha kuil meritzin loimois. Like a shulchoni, a money changer that everybody gives him money to change. Kach kolam alochi meritzin loigroisein. So to all the kings would send their letters to Bilam ben Ba'oil. That's the drash. That pasuro b'losh nagami a shulchoni. Ulefi pshuto ishal mikro kach shei mamokim. That's the name of the place, the city of Bilam. Eretz bnei amoi shel Bolok. That's where Bolok originally came from. Why does the pasuk tell that to us? Because mishom hoyo. That's where Balak originally came from. And Bilam told Balak, in the future you're going to be a king. So Balak knows the powers of Bilam. That's why he sent him. And that's why he sent him, these malachim. Fred Rashi, a general kasha on the entire parsha, on this phenomena called Bilam. Vim toima, mipnei ma'ishu ha'kodosh bohu shchinosoi al goy rosho. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his Shechina on this Goy, this Rosh, and make him into a Novi? And for Drashi, Kedei Shelo Yehei Pischoin Pelo Umois Loimal. So the Goyim should not have a Taina and say, Ilu Hoyu Lonu Nevim, Chozano Lamutov. If you would have given us Nevim, we also would have done Tshuva. Hemidoim Nevim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem, I'll give you a Novi. Here's Bilam. But they impulse to get a roilom. Not only did the Nevim not bring them back but Shuva, they made things even worse. Shebatchilo yugdurim ba'aroyois, goyim were originally fenced in. They were not over on arayois, on illicit relations. Vezenosalem eitzol lahafkir asmolas nus. It was Bilam's eitzol at the end of the parasha to be mafkider's daughter for his nus. Likroi loy, to call him. Obviously they're calling him. Who else are they calling? It's not only doing me a favor, it's doing yourself a favor. Bolok promised him a lot of money. Am yotzo mimitzrayim. V'im toima mama zikro. Who cares? This nation left Mitzrayim, whoopee do. Why does it bother you? The Teret says, hinei chiso eseinu oretz. Says Rashi, what does that mean? It doesn't merely mean they cover the appearance of the land. Rather, sichoin v'oig, shoyu shoimrim ois oisonu. The watchmen of the land, the eyes of the land. That Sichon and Oig, they were guarding us, and now Am Yisrael wiped them out. L'chera, that's why Rashi learned that's the Poshup shot over here, and not simply to cover the appearance of the earth. Because if not, how do you explain the next Pasuk? A nation left Mitzrayim, they're covering the appearance of the earth, and therefore cursed them. Where's the therefore? Says Rashi, over here the Poshup shot is, Eseinu Oretz. I have a problem. Because they knocked out these two mighty kings, I'm afraid they'll do the same to me. Mimuli is written without a vav. It should have been written mem mem vav lamed yud. But it says without a vav to teach us. Poshup shat means they're camping across me. But we darshan, mimuli mloshen ki amilam. Amilam means to cut off. And they're very close by, they could easily cut me off. Says Rashi Pasuk Vav Nakeboy. And Rashi is bothered by a problem because the Pasuk starts off Loshen Yochid, Ulai Uchal, that's Loshen Yochid, I, Bolok, can, Nakeboy, Nakez Loshen Rabim, to hit them, to smite them. And with Rashi two terutz. Either it means Anive Ami Nakeboyim, Enochanami, which switching from Yochid to Rabim. Maybe I, and then he throws in his nation, together we'll be able to smite them. Davorachel, no. Naked doesn't mean to hit, doesn't mean to smite. Loshen Mishnu, it's a loshen that comes from Mishnayis. Menake lo min adomim, which means to minus off the money. What I want to do is lachasa me'at. I want to be less than them, less and less, until I throw them out of this region completely. Ki yodati alidei milchemes Sichoin she'azaltu lahakos es Moyov. I know that your klolos work, because you helped Sichoin knock out Moyov. Posuk Zayin Vayelechu Ziknei Moav Vizikne Midyon Uksomim Biodom Vayovoyu El Bilom Vayedaberu Elov Divrei Volok. So the elders of Moav and the elders of Binyon go and they take with them their magical tools with them. So Bilam shouldn't come up with some excuse and say, well, I don't have my tools with me. No problem. We have everything you need with us. That's one pshat on Rashi. We'll see a second pshat. And they went to Bolok, and they tell Bolok exactly what Bolok, well, they tell Bilam, they go to Bilam, and they tell Bilam what Bolok told them to tell. Says Rashi, uksomim biyodom, kumin eksomim, all types of magical tools, shelo yoyma, enkleta shmishimi, That's the first pshat. Davar acher, kesem ze notlu biyodom ziknei midyon. It's not referring to magical tools for Bilam to use. It's referring to a trick that ziknei midyon knew ziknei moyov did not. Omru, say ziknei midyon to themselves. Im yovoy imonu bapam azuis, if he'll come immediately, as we call him, yesh b'mamish, that means he could do something. But v'midchenu, if he'll push us off, which is what happened, in b'teles, that's a sign that there's nothing to him. He can't do anything anyways. Lefichach, that's exactly what happened. Kesh'om alohem, in the next posuk, linu po'alaylo, Bilam tells them, you know, sleep over the night, let's see what happens in the morning. Immediately the Ziknei Midyon said, Omru, ein bo tikva, there's no hope in this guy. Hinichu volchu lohem, they left him and they went home. Shenemal, what does it say? Vayeshu sorim moyov im Bilam. Only the ministers of Moyov stayed with Bilam. Avo Ziknei Midyon olchu lohem, they went home immediately once they realized that Bilam has no power. And nafkemino between the two pshatim, obviously besides for the pshat nuksame biyodom, who is the biyodom? In whose hand? According to the first pshat, both Ziknei Moyov and Ziknei Midyon brought the magical tools. According to the second pshat, Uksomim Biyodom is only in the hands of Ziknei Midyon. Only they have this trick. Ziknei Moyov indeed stayed on. Posuk ches vayomer aleihem linu foy alai lo vashivu isi eschem davo kasher yedaber adonoi eloi vayeshevu sorei moyov ime bilom. And Bilam tells them, spend the night here, and in the morning I'll answer you what Hashem tells me. Could be Hashem will tell me it's beneath my dignity, or even his dignity. It's not Hashem's kovod to send an obvious choshev as me, with simple people like you. Let's wait till the morning. Vayeshvu sori Moyov im Bilam, only the ministers of Moyov stayed with Bilam to see what's going to happen. Sori Midyon immediately realized there's nothing to this guy. Says Rashi, Linufoya Lailo. In Ruach HaKodesh, Shoro Elo Olo Velo Balailo. Bilam only gets Nevoah by night. V'chein Nechol Nevi'i Umois HaOilom, all Nevi'im of Goyim. V'chein Lovon also B'chaloyim HaLailo. As it says in Parshas Vayetze, Shenema V'yovo Elohim El Lovon O'Arami B'chaloyim HaLailo. And why is that? Then the Nevi'im of Umois HaOilom only get Nevoah by night. K'odom HaHoylech Etzil Pilag Shoybei Chovei. A pilegesh is a concubine, like a second-class wife. A person's embarrassed, so he goes to her in hiding so nobody should see. So too, Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has these second-class Nevi'im over here, Goyim, he goes to them by night. Kasho yedaber Hashem Eloi. Im yamlicheini lo leches, if he will allow me to go, im b'ni odom kemo yischem, eilechim ochem, with poshto people like you, because shemo ein kevoy doi. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, some Gersois have Kevoidi. It's not my honor. L'siti laloich, elim soim gdoili mikem. Maybe it's my honor requires more choshuva messengers. V'yeshivu loshen akovo, to stay behind, doesn't mean to literally sit. It means to spend time. Posuk tes v'yavoy Elohim el bil'om v'yoy mer mi ho anoshim ho'eile. And Hashem comes to Bilam at night, and he asks them, tell me, who are these people that came to you? Says Rashi, Miho Anoshim Oilo Imoch. What Hashem doesn't know, he has to ask questions. And for Rashi, of course Hashem knows. But Lat Oisei Boy, Hashem is coming to trick Bilam. Oma, so Bilam should say, and this is what he said, Omim Sheina Kuil Gol Lefonov. I say, I guess God doesn't know everything. Look, he's asking me who these people are. In Daito Shavu Olav, he doesn't see clearly, he doesn't think clearly. Afani ere eishu chale kalel v'loyovin. If that's the case, I'll find a time that I'll be able to curse Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't notice. Posuk yud v'yemer bil'om elho Elohim balok ben zipoir melech me'ov sholach Eloi. Says Bilam to Hashem, although I may not be that important in your eyes, but Bolok ben Tzipor Melech Moyov, he dafka thinks I'm very choshuv, and that's what he sent to me. Says Rashi, Bolok ben Tzipor Rafal Pisheini choshuv beinecho, choshuv ani beini amelochi. That's why it says Melech Moyov. Posu good alef, hine ha'oma yitzei mi mitzrayim v'yichas es ein ha'oret ato, v'cho kovoli yoisoi ulai yuchal lehin lochem boi, And what was the message that Bolok sent me? This is a nation that came out of Mitzrayim. Rashi told us before, they knocked out the guardians of the land. They killed Atzichon and Oig. And therefore I'm afraid of them. I'm asking you, Bilam, to come curse them for me. But notice the difference. Bolok says, Ogoli es ha'omazeh. Bilam says, Kovali oisai. Rashi will tell us, Kovali oisai is a worse, more explicit type of curse. Ulai uchalei lochem boi vegeirashtiv. This way I'll be able to fight them, wage war against them, and send them out of this world, kill them out completely. Bolok only asked for to throw them out of the land, out of the region. But Bilam hates them more. He wants to get rid of them completely. Says Rashi, Kovali zu koshe me'ogoli. It's a worse klola than ogol. You explicitly, you're more detailed with the curse, as opposed to, oh, it's just like a general curse. The gerashtiv mina oilom. Ubolok loy omar elova gerashana mina oretz. Get them out of the region. Eini mevakesh elola asieme olai. Just get them out of here, says Bolok. But Ubilam oyosoinem yoisami Bolok. Bilam hates them more than Bolok. He wants to kill them out completely. Gerashtiv mina oilom. Also good base by you mer Elohim el bil om lo is lechim hem lo is oy res om ki varuch hu. And Hashem tells Bilam, do not go with them. Says Bilam to Hashem, okay, so I'll curse them from here. Lo is oy res om, do not curse them. Says Bilam, okay, so let me give him a bracha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bilam, machnesh ken toives ki varuch hu, they don't need your brachas. Says Rashi, lo is lechim hem. Omaloi says, Bilam back him, kena kalalem mim koimi. Let him curse him from my place. Omaloi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisoy resom. Omaloi says, Bilam him kena vohe. Let me bless them. Omaloi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu einom tzricham lebirachos ha ki varuchu. Moshul oimrim letziro, it's like telling a wasp, loy meduv sheikh veloy meuk tzeich. We don't need your honey and we don't need your stinks. Leave us alone. Posugud Gimel, Vayokoma Bil Oma Vaboyker, Vayumer El Soreva Lok, Lehuelar Tsechem, Kime Ein Adoinoi, Le City, La Haloich Imochem. Bilam gets up in the morning and he tells the ministers of Bolok, go back home. Hashem refuses to allow me to go with such simple people like you. It's beneath my covet. And therefore, I can't go with you. That's not exactly what Hashem says. But that's how Bilam distorted the answer. Says Rashi, La haloichim mochem. Elohim sorim gdoili mikem, only with more choshev ones. Lob madnu, this pasuk teaches us, Sheruchoi gevoyo. Bilam was a balgaivo. Veloi rotzo legalois, he didn't want to reveal the real truth. Shul birashusoi shel mokoim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do not go because I don't let you go, period. Ela b'loshen gasus, he says it in loshen gaivo. Why does Rashi, what forces Rashi to say this pshat? Because the next pasuk lefichor vayoisef oid Bolok, and pasuk tezvovet says that Bolok tries again. If Bilam were to have told him the truth, Hashem does not allow me to curse. So why would Bolok try again? It must be that Bilam did not tell them the truth. Bilam told them beneath my kovod, and that's why Bolok is going to try again. Pasuk yudalet vayokumu sorei moyov vayovoyu el Bolok. The Sori Bolok get up and they go back to Bolok and they tell him, Bilam refuses to go with us. We're not choshev enough for him. So Bolok tries again and now he sends more choshev sorim and more of them, a bigger entourage. Vayavoyu el Bilam vayomeru loy. Ko yomar Bolok ben Zippor al nosi mona me haloich eloy. They come to Bilam and they tell him, Bolok ben Zippor says, do not hold back from coming to me. Ki chabeda chabedecho meoid vechoy lashor toy mar ilai eese ulechono kovoli eis om hazeh. I will honor you more than you've ever received in the past. And anything you tell me to do, I will do. I'm asking you one thing. I guess Bilam's hatred rubbed off on Bolok. And now Bolok is also saying, curse them with an explicit curse. Says Rashi, ki chabed ha-chabed ha-chom me'oid. Yo yisam ma'ashoyo, o yisam noite le-shovar, ani noisen le-cho. פוסוק י"ח, ויען בלעום, ויאמר אל עבדי בלוק, אם ייתן לי בלוק, מלוי ויסוי כסף וזהוב, לא יוכל לעבור רספי אדוני אלוהי הוי, לעשויס קטנו, אוי גדולו. And Balak answered the servants of Bilam answered the servants of Balak. Even if Balak were to give me a house full of silver and gold, which is what I really deserve as payment, I am not able to transgress whatever Hashem tells me to do, small or big. It's just not going to work. Says Rashi, Maloi Beisoy Kesev Ezov. Lomadnu, this teaches us, Shenaf Sheirechovo, he's a big Baltaiva. He loves money. Besides for being a balgaiva, which Rashi told us before, also nafshei rechovo. Omar, the truth is, these services, he should pay me all his gold and silver. Without this, he'll have to hire many, many soldiers and pay them. And even that, sofek nitzeach, sofek eino nitzeach. It's in doubt whether he'll win the war or not. But vani, with my klal of vaday nitzeach, and therefore I deserve all the money in the world. Above in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi told us, he didn't want to reveal the real truth. That's why he told them, Hashem doesn't allow me to go with simple people like you. But now, he has no choice. He's forced to reveal the truth, that others are in charge of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nisnabe ikan she'eino yochei levat el habrocho ish nisbohu ho'ovit b'mpi ha'shchino. He said, I will not be able to cancel the brochos that Hashem benched the ovos. Posuk yutez ve'ato shemun ovoze gam atem aloi lo ve'ei de'o ma yoseif adoinoi daber imi. And now, you know what? Maybe you all stay over tonight. Gam atem aloi lo. Bilam's mouth said something like a sort of a nevuah. He didn't know what he was saying, but lemaisa he was saying, not much is going to change. But you know what? Stay overnight, and I don't know, let's say maybe Hashem, let me find out what else Hashem will add to tell me. Says Rashi, Gamatem pidich shiloi. His mouth slipped. Gamatem soifchem leilich bepachei nefesh. Namely, a sort of a nevuah that he didn't even know he was saying. That the end is going to be, you're also going to go bepachei nefesh. The word pachei nefesh means with a disappointment. Even though the story did change, the first ones left completely. The following ones, Bilam is going to end up going with them. But Lamaisa, he's not going to do what they want him to do. Later on in the parasha, maybe we'll see a different pshat in this soichem leilich bepachei nefesh. Because there's a shtickle problem over here. The same thing didn't happen. The second and the first. The first one left completely. Over here, he went with them. Pashtus, for now, you're going to be a disappointment because I'm not going to end up giving klolos as you want. My Yosef. Rashi wants to know why the pasuk didn't say, Ve'edo'o mayed daber Hashem imi. What is my Yosef? Rashi makes a drosha. Lo yeshane dvoro mibrocho leklolo. Halavai shelo Yosef levorech. I know that he's not going to change it from a brocho to a klolo. That's for sure not happening. I just hope he doesn't make the brachas even more, which is what ended up happening. Bilam ended up giving more brachas. Says Hashem to Bilam, he came to him by night in the dream, and he tells him, you know what? If they're offering you money, and you have what to benefit from this, you have what to gain, okay, no zayin, you can go with them. But only what I tell you, that is the only thing you will be able to do. Says Rashi, m'nekroi lecho, ima kriyo shelcho, v'shtafu ato lito ilo socho, you're going to get paid, kum lechitam. You're going to be forced. Hashem is telling him, you won't be able to do anything anyways. So why did it say in the next pasuk that Bilam went? Why? Bilam still has hope. Maybe he'll be able to convince Hashem and seduce him to curse Am Yisrael. Adkan part 1 of the first topic of Parshas Bullock.